Third Sunday of Advent, Year A. A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Let the desert and the arid lands be glad. Let the wasteland rejoice and bloom. Let it burst into flowers like the crocus. Let it rejoice and sing for joy. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen all weary hands, steady all trembling knees, and say to the faint-hearted, Be strong, do not be afraid. Here is your God. Vengeance is coming, divine retribution. He is coming to save you. Then the eyes of the blind will be opened, the ears of the deaf unsealed. Then the lame will leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing for joy. Those ransomed by the Lord shall return, and come to Zion shouting for joy. Crowned with joy unending, rejoicing and gladness will escort them, and sorrow and sighing will take flight. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord, come and save us. Lord, come and save us. It is the Lord who preserves fidelity forever, who does justice to those who are oppressed. It is he who gives bread to the hungry, the Lord who sets prisoners free. Lord, come and save us. It is the Lord who opens the eyes of the blind, the Lord who raises up those who are bowed down, the Lord who protects the stranger and upholds the orphan and the widow. Lord, come and save us. It is the Lord who loves the righteous, but thwarts the path of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever, Zion's God from age to age. Lord, come and save us. A reading from the letter of St. James. Now be patient, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how a farmer waits patiently for the precious fruit of the earth until it receives the autumn rain and the spring rain. You too must be patient. Do not lose heart, because the Lord's coming is near. Do not make complaints against one another, brothers and sisters, so as not to be brought to judgment yourselves. See, the judge is standing at the gates. For your example of patience in persecution, take the prophets who spoke in the Lord's name. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He sent me to bring good news to the poor. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Now John had heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, and he sent his disciples to ask Jesus, Are you the one who is to come, or are we to expect someone else? Jesus answered, Go back and tell John what you hear and see. The blind see again, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised to life, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. And blessed is anyone who does not find me a cause of stumbling. As the men were leaving, Jesus began to talk to the people about John. What did you go out into the desert to see? A reed swaying in the breeze? Then, what did you go out to see? Someone wearing fine clothes? Look, those who wear fine clothes are to be found in royal palaces. Then, what did you go out for? To see a prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one of whom it is written, Look, I am going to send my messenger ahead of you to prepare the way before you. Amen, I say to you, of the children born to women, none has been raised up greater than John the Baptist, yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.